Hey, everybody. Welcome to Find the Funny with me, Lisa Alvarado. Thanks for joining me. So this is going to be a very special episode. Why? Because I went to the dentist today and I got my teeth whitened. So look, can you see? It looks good, right? Why did I get my teeth whitened? Because I had a Groupon. And I'm taping my comedy special on August 3rd, which is about 1 month away in Chicago. And I am super excited. So we're going to talk all about that. Mom, say hi to the people.
Hi. Welcome to Find the Funny with Lisa Alvarado.
Yes, that was a good one. That was a good one. Tell them why they should listen to the podcast.
You have to love it. She's a good girl, good, very funny.
All right, so...
we'll put a little glint on your teeth.
Yeah, they'll put a ding. You'll hear it. It's going to look really cute. The dentist was actually really cute, but this was his last week. He was retiring. After scraping my teeth, I think he's done. But it worked. My teeth are white. How often do I whiten my teeth, you may ask? Every time I tape TV. So the last time I whitened my teeth was probably 2 years ago when I did my HBO special, which, you probably didn't see, which is good because I might open with the same joke. Speaking of opening with a repeat joke, this is something I've been going back and forth about with my comedian friends, and I've asked a ton of comics and they all agree. Of course, you can overlap a joke that's been on one special or a late night set or an HBO thing or a Comedy Central thing and do it on another show or a taping. And the reason for that, something that a lot of people don't understand about stand-up comedy is that jokes evolve. So you have, like, say, your favorite joke or your favorite bits going on. And the thing is, like, once you do it for a little while, all of a sudden you have new tags, you have a different direction or an act out or something that now it goes into another bit that it never did before. And so once you record it on something, you're like, oh, that one joke, I love it. And now it's so much stronger than it used to be. That's what I'm doing. So I have one joke that I'm going to overlap. Mm-hmm. The rest of the special is all new material.
Nice.
As far as I know. We will see what happens when I get up there. The taping will be at the Den Theater in Chicago. I love this place. Sam Morril just taped his Netflix special there. You can see it streaming now. Joe Bartnick taped there. Todd Barry, Jay Farrow, I believe, is taping there as well the same month as I am. So it's a really cool place to shoot a special. It's so artsy in there. The background has a lot of texture instead of just having the normal boring curtains. It's actually pretty cool. So I pretty much know the set. Now I'm trying to decide on wardrobe. Mm. I know, stupid thing, but chicks really worry about the guys really worry too, but maybe not as much. They're like, should I change my underwear? But for the women, everything matters. Hair, makeup, shoes. Okay, so I'm going to show you guys what I wore on my HBO special, which was, this set was only like 10 minutes, so I could handle this. If you're just listening, I will describe the shoe. This is the shoe for those of you watching on YouTube. It's a stiletto heel about 4 inches high. This is something that will break your neck. If you're not Latina, if you cannot handle this type of heel, definitely don't wear it on your special. I wore it on my HBO special, and I love these shoes, but that was a 10-minute set. I'm doing 2 shows, about an hour and 15 on both shows. And I don't know if I'll be able to handle that kind of heel the entire time, especially if I'm sober. So... this is what I think I'm going to wear. And you guys tell me, definitely in the comments, tell me which shoe you think looks most funky, most awesome. This is the shoe I think I'm going to wear. It's a boot. It's a leather boot. If you're just listening, it is from Tory. It's got these really chunky rubber heels which is great for stage because it doesn't make noise. And the stage that I'm performing on is wood. I do not want them to put a carpet down because I bring my own. I don't shave, guys. So this is the heel I think I'm going to wear. That's probably 3 inches. If you're a man, it's 6. But I really love the platform in the front on this one, too. And it's leather. So that's option number 2. I have these boots that I just bought, which I'm pretty excited about. These are a little funkier. Oh, so they have like, it's a like a 4-inch heel, but they're platform and they're boots. And they have these little metal buckles in the front. So they're a little more funky. If you like these, let me know. They're also rubber sole, which means it's great for stage. It will not be making noise on the wooden floor. Then these are the shoes that I usually wear on stage, especially when I'm doing a more casual set, like at the Laugh Factory or whatever. These are just gym shoes. They're black gym shoes with a white sole, and they do have platform heel in them because I cannot walk with flat-footed shoes. I know that's the weirdest thing ever, but even when I wear gym shoes, it has to have some sort of heel. I think I would tear an Achilles if it didn't have a heel. So this is the other option, and it's super comfortable, cute, but I'm not sure that it's dressy enough for the stage for a 1-hour special. So let me know, you guys, what you think.
Hey, Lisa. What we can do is take a picture of all 3 of them and do a poll on YouTube and Instagram or something.
Oh, perfect. That's what Sarah's my editor, my producer. She suggested doing a poll. And that's what my dad suggested. That's why he beat me. So, no. Maybe not that kind of poll, but it makes me more money, you guys. I make more money when I do that kind of poll. But I think she meant survey.
Yes, I meant survey.
She meant survey. So we'll do one of those. And you guys can tell me what you think. Of course, I'm going to wear black jeans. And I think I'm going to wear, I'm not quite sure what kind of shirt or blouse or blazer. I usually start sweating after a good 30, 40 minutes on stage. So I think I'm going to try to wear something light. Because the last thing you want is for the editor at the end of this to, you know, because, okay, what you do when you're taping a special is usually tape 2 sets. And then the editor will go from set A to set B on the same joke and see which one was delivered better, which one got a better angle, which one got a better response from the audience, the one that makes you feel most comfortable and like it really hit. So they'll be switching when they're editing between set A and set B. The problem with me is I do sweat when I'm on stage because I'm pretty physical. So by the time you get to the end of both of the sets, I'm pretty sure I'm going to look like a drowned rat. My hair gets all sticky and it like will stick to the side of my face, which is super hot. So good luck editing that, Sarah. Maybe have some baby powder on the side. If you've seen me perform before, you know that I always take up a set list, but because I want the stage to look very clean, I don't knock anybody that takes up a list, because musicians do it. It's not that you don't know your material. It's that sometimes something happens in the audience and you kind of lose your way. And if it's something like a huge event, sometimes you walk out there and you just forget everything. You just completely forget. Or sometimes I have new tags that I wrote that I won't remember unless they're down. So I think this time we're actually going to have a teleprompter instead of having my notes right there on the stool next to me, which is weird because I always have them there. So I'm going to have to try to practice doing my set a couple times and not having notes there. So yeah, that's going to take some getting used to. What else did I do? This is the crazy stuff that you don't know that comedians do to prepare. Because I'm going to be having either a teleprompter or notes kind of close up to me, I actually went to the eye doctor and I got eye drops because I can't read up close. So now they've come up with these eye drops that you put 1 drop in each eye and it dilates your eyes, which how dangerous is that?
Yeah.
That's how vain I am that I don't want to wear glasses on stage. I would rather maybe lose my eyesight. That is some priorities, guys. That is how you live Alvarado style. Risky. So you put a drop in each eye. I tried it one day. Here's the catch. You cannot drive. You cannot see far. And it restricts your pupil. So it looks like my whole eye is brown. It's literally, I'm completely full of shit. When you look at my eyes, it's crazy how I looked in a mirror and there's like hardly any black in the center because your eyes take in a lot less light, which means that you can't see far and you definitely cannot drive at night. And I'm like, well, I perform at night and usually I'm driving after. So I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be able to use them for the special. And I bought them and they were $90 for these drops. So if anybody wants them, they will be on eBay. or you can come see me on the poll and get some free drops with your show. All right. I was just recently performing at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach. I ran into my longtime great friend, Dwayne Perkins. And I asked his advice because I think Dwayne has 4 or 5 specials, one on Comedy Central, 2 dry bar specials, a special that aired on Netflix and did really well. He's super funny, just great, intelligent humor. So this is the advice that I got from Dwayne.
We're at the Laugh Factory here in Long Beach. This is Dwayne Perkins, my buddy.
Hey.
How many specials do you have, man?
I have a few. I have 2 dry bar, 1 called Take Note that's lived in different places.
Cool.
The old Comedy Central one that's a half hour. So
yeah.
And
your dry bar, it's like you have 2 or 3?
Two. But a lot of streams, so.
A lot of streams, millions. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to be taping my comedy special in Chicago in a month.
Nice.
What advice do you have for me?
Oh, you know what? You should do the thing. You know the thing when you talk about the thing, and then
yeah.
Oh, that's so great. When the thing you do with the thing, you should
yes.
definitely do that one.
that one cool, with the right? thing. You the know thing, the thing.
And when you
I'm
say,
gonna do the thing.
Then, oh man, it's so great. It's so great.
so good when I do the thing. Yes. Have you ever done anything on a comedy special where you're like, I wish that hadn't happened, or I wish I knew better? Oh man.
Yeah.
Wait. What? Seriously. This
somebody,
is always what
somebody
happens.
Graduated. Is that a foreign dignitary?
Exactly. There goes Trump. He's now riding in a Corolla.
No, that's a automobile.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lose that.
Well, with, I think the thing, seriously though, the thing that I would say is, it's like, you can always do a joke over.
Yes.
Because you can edit it out, right?
Right.
So I think that's the thing that I learned is, like, you might forget a line because your adrenaline is pumping. The crowd is so great. You just go, hey, guys, I'm going to do that again. And then they'll laugh twice as hard the second time.
Yeah.
Because they're in on it.
Because they know.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it's movie. You're making a movie. It's movie magic. So you're doing comedy, but it's not like you're doing a club. You're preserving this, so you want the best version of everything.
Have you ever overlapped a joke on any of your specials? Because I've done that once, and people are like, don't, if you love that joke, you can do it again.
Well, here's the thing, like, yes, I've done the same joke sometimes on different specials, because this is not 1979, you know, like, in 1979, you did the Tonight Show, everyone in America watched and they all saw it. Now
exactly
everyone's watching their own thing. So I've done shows. I literally had a special when my Take Note special came out. It was on Netflix. Now it's on other things. That special was out. All these people, I was in Hong Kong. All these people came to see me. I was excited. I was like, I can't do any joke from the special.
Right.
So I did all different jokes.
Right.
And then right as I got to the end, someone said, do this joke. You know, and it was a joke from my special. And then I was like, oh, and I go, how many of you have seen my special? No one clapped. I could have done my exact special and I would have been fine.
Right. So,
also, sometimes people want to hear the joke again.
Yeah.
People want to hear, because our jokes are not like, they're not like songs where people want to hear them, but we change the joke. You don't realize how much a joke changes the rhythm.
Right.
So people want to hear the new joke, the new rhythm. Yep. So if you do a special, as long as it's 80% new, that 20%, your old fans may want to hear it, and your new fans may not have ever heard it. So that's my formula. Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much, Dwayne.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Knock them dead. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Yes.
That is my buddy, Dwayne Perkins. We're going to put a link in the description so that you can check out his stuff. We worked together on a TV show, writing jokes, and he's just always so talented. And I've seen several of his specials. He's got millions and millions of views on his dry bar specials too, which I did a dry bar special, but I think my views are like 4 or 5. Mostly because I don't push it. And that is because if you're familiar with dry bar, it's very clean comedy. Actually, Mormon clean comedy, which is different than just clean comedy. I've done comedy at corporate events where I had to be really clean, PG shows on ships. I've even performed in churches, but Mormon clean is its own animal. One thing is nobody drinks in the venue. They don't even allow alcohol in there, which is why it's called dry bar. And that's okay. I don't think you have to be drunk to appreciate a joke, not by any means, but there are some things that were restrictive. Like they didn't really want me to talk about being divorced. They didn't really want me to talk about, like, I have a Jesus bit, and it's really clean. It's about what it would be like to be Jesus's mom in now times, which I think is just a fun concept because I'm a mom and I know how I mother, and I would probably really suck at it. Jesus would have to die again from spankings, maybe. Who knows? Point being, they edited that stuff down to the point where I didn't really feel comfortable with the set. I don't know. You can watch it. You can see if you like any of that material, Dry Bar, Lisa Alvarado, and then I'll be to 5 hits. But this special is, I'm really excited about this special because it's all my new stuff. It's all the new material that I am really excited about. I actually just wrote a bit about Barbies, and it's topical. It's not an evergreen joke, I don't think. So I'm actually going to include it. So the next month, all I'm doing is getting on stage and running this hour over and over and over. In fact, I have so much material that I want to put down in this special that probably won't even make the 1 hour cut, but I will probably, Sarah and I will be throwing some of that up on YouTube. So subscribe on YouTube if you haven't, because we're going to be throwing a lot of clips, a lot of promos for the special, and even after, kind of behind the scenes stuff. It'll be fun. So what I need from you is, tell your friends, if you know anybody in Chicago that might want to go to a comedy show, it's going to be super fun. It's a 7 and 9:15 taping August 3rd at the Den Theater in Chicago. It's in Wicker Park. That's where it is. It's not that far from North Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. North Beach, well, Lincoln Park, all of that stuff. Yeah. So it's a really fun, eclectic little neighborhood area. The theater is super fun. Plus, I got to pack 600 people in there. So bring your grandma, the grandkids, any good laughers, fly in. I'll put you up. I won't. I won't, because I'll be broke after this. But I'm super excited because the last time I taped my 1 hour special was like 11 or 12 years ago. And I was at a totally different place in comedy and in my career, and my experience level was very different. Mm-hmm. and I've learned so much since then. So who are your favorite comedians? What specials in the past year to 2 years did you absolutely love? Because I would love to hear. There's so many different styles of comedy as well. And you know who broke through this year, as always? Chris Rock. Mm. Because he decided to do his special live. And people don't understand how edited these specials are. You do usually two shows. The producer and editor edit the best out of both shows. They take out the ums. They take out the stumbles. You do the joke over again. Do you know how hard it is to do a whole hour to an hour and a half of comedy and not stumble on any words, not deal with any hecklers, a lighting issue, a sound issue? One of my friends was like, yeah, I really like the special, but he repeated himself over and over. I do that all the time. I will do a setup twice just to make sure that the audience has it. When we say it twice, it gives it a little more lead in and impact. But sometimes for TV, what we don't understand as artists is it's not necessary. If you say it once, the correct way, with the right pacing, the joke will work. It was amazing how many people were like, oh, I didn't really like it as much as I like his other stuff. Or he talked a lot. Well, yeah, there's no editing. There's nothing. It's just him doing this special, which I thought was great. And I thought it was so brave of him to do it and not have a safety net. I don't know of any other comedian that's done a special recently that was live and no editing. That's freaking brave. This is the part where Chris Rock stumbles a little bit in his set.
Years ago, his wife said, I should quit the Oscars. I shouldn't host. Because her man didn't get nominated for Emancipation. And then something gives me a fucking concussion. No, not Emancipation. I fucked up the joke. Concussion. She fucking said he should quit because Will didn't get nominated for Concussion. What the fuck? What the fuck? So then I do some jokes about her. Who gives a fuck? That's how it is. She started, I finish it, okay? That's what the fuck happened. Nobody's picking on this bitch. She started this shit. Nobody was picking on her. Nobody was picking on her. She said, a fucking grown-ass man should quit his job because her husband didn't get nominated for Concussion. And then this gives me a fucking concussion, okay? What the?
I thought he recovered beautifully and still got a great laugh on that joke. You know what drives me crazy is like these people that are used to basically watching the most amazing comedy specials and they don't really realize all that the comedian has sacrificed, how many hours and days on the road and traveling and being away from their families. And then they write such shitty little things in the reviews, or they see one mistake like that stumble, and they're like, this is crap. Get up there for 2 minutes. Yeah. I dare you, anybody, and try and make complete strangers laugh and relate to your material. I don't know. We're messed up people to want to get up on the stage and bare our souls basically for a laugh. Hey, you know, I just had someone, I posted an ad on social media that I'm going to be doing this comedy special taping in Chicago. And somebody commented, you could have been a model. What? Well, you could have been intelligent.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, what? Do you have any idea what like a backhanded bullshit compliment that is?
Yeah.
You're basically saying to me, yeah, you're too cute. You don't need to think and write and practice these things. Just go over there and smile. Mm. Fuck you, dude. Can we blur these out? Don't blur them. To me, it's so much harder to, and I'm not complaining because I like being cute, but it's just give me a shot. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Just give me a fair shot like you would give any other male comedian, all of the women across the board. We just want a fair shot. Just listen to the jokes. Watch us perform. Then judge us on the comedy. Don't fucking judge me on my looks because then I'll need plastic surgery. Look, I already did the teeth. That's all I'm doing. That's it. The teeth are nice and white. Here's a little game we're going to play. If you're one of my big fans and you know by watching my different specials and TV appearances what color I always wear on a special or on a TV taping, if you know the color besides black, because I always wear black, but there's another color that I always wear. So if you know that color, send me a message. Is there a place?
I don't even know the color. Wow.
Wow. Sarah doesn't know the color. You guys, you're fired. You're rehired. Okay. I can't do this stuff on my own. Okay. So if you know the color, I will give you two tickets on me. I will put you on my guest list for the 7 o'clock show in Chicago, August 3rd at the Den. So, but you have to be the first one. Let's do that on YouTube, because if I have to check all the social media platforms, I won't know who posted first. So to make it fair, let's make it only on YouTube. So if you're just listening to the audio of this, I tricked you. You got to go to YouTube. Subscribe there and comment. Pick the color. I mean, there's only like 85 colors, but be specific. There is one color that I always wear on my comedy specials besides black. If you post in the comments the color that I always wear, if you're the first person, and you can go to the taping, post it in the comments. The first person to name that color will get two free tickets. And I'll come and take a picture with you. Yay! Any advice you guys have, like, I don't know, if you've seen comedy specials where you're like, oh my gosh, I really love that they got the angle from the comedian's point of view walking onto the stage so that we could see what the audience looks like when you walk out. Things like that are really helpful. Like, what kind of shots backstage do you want to see? What do you want to see after the special? Do you want to see outtakes? I think outtakes are actually pretty fun. Do you want to see when I mess up at the end of the special, like the jokes that just flubbed or I forgot or we had to do a pickup? Because I'm sure there'll be that. Anything that you can think of, any advice, I am open ears. The only advice I don't want is quit because you could model that. Please don't. The only advice I do not want is quit comedy.
Because you're not going to listen.
Yeah, because I'm not going to listen because I love it. This is what I do. This is, I don't know if you know this. If you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, then you've seen my ad of me proposing to me. Because I was initially marketing my comedy special as me marrying my career. Essentially, that is what I'm doing. I love stand-up comedy so much. I love what I do so much that this is where I spend the most time. People are like, oh, I can't believe you're still single. Well, spend 5 minutes with me.
Come on.
Sarah will tell you. Oh, is she not single? That will be... afterwards. But seriously, it's because I'm always gone. I'm always gone. I'm always on the road. And when I'm home, I want to see my parents and my family. And then I'm doing this kind of stuff. I'm doing podcasts and promoting my comedy career. So the thing I spend the most time with is my comedy career. And I love it. I absolutely love it. Do I have room for a boyfriend? Of course. As long as he fits in my suitcase. Means he has to be very flexible because I like tall men. So you have to be 6 foot and
very flexible.
With arms and knees that are double jointed. I mean, who doesn't have that? Not straight guys, but I would love it. I will pack you and take you on the road with me. So let's do this. And I have my very good friend, Jeannie Dugan, is opening for me at the Den. She's a great comedian in Chicago. She actually opened for me on my first comedy special like 12 years ago, and I'm having her back. So if you're a fan of Jeannie Dugan, definitely come out. She's super funny. And then it's me. And the weird thing is I wanted to tape this in Chicago, which is where I was born. This is where I'm from. But at the same time, this is where like all my friends that I grew up with, family, cousins I haven't seen in a while. So if I'm going to tank, it's going to be in front of all the people that like matter, you know? The one person that I would love to be there is my mom, but she, because of health issues, is not going to be able to go. But she is just been the best, super supportive, and just feels more comfortable staying here while I go out there and kick some ass. I have full permission to go rated R. Mom said I could. In fact, she encouraged me. She said that my HBO special was not dirty enough. And if I can find it, I'm going to put a clip right here of my mom telling me that I need to be dirtier on my next special.
Yeah. I don't understand, because you know women have tits, right? I don't know. Do you want this cleavage?
Wow, look at that. Who's fucking on
the back? This is my beautiful hot things.
Hot things?
Dominating.
Like spicier?
Yeah.
Look who's telling me to do spicier material.
Yeah, that's good.
That's spicier material is good?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
People laugh about that.
Yeah,
I know they laugh, but I thought you would disown me if I do. No, like, this is a joke.
She told me to go blue. Do I have this on camera? Is this on?
I'm actually videotaping.
Just told me to go blue. So America, get ready. I got mama's blessing. Yeah, dick jokes. What?
I love this woman so much. She is where I get my sense of humor. So I cannot wait for her to see this special. Oh, I even have my very, very good friend, David Kerr, building a set of lights for the stage. Isn't that so kind? He's one of my best friends in Chicago. We've been friends for like 25 years, and he used to be a carpenter, but still knows what he's doing around the house. And I'm like, dude, I really, really want these lights for the stage. So he is literally building them. The difficult part is that the stage is round. So it's a half round stage, which means that he has to build this wood. The plywood has to be in a circle to hold the lights, which is really difficult. So yay. And if he doesn't have them there, our friendship is over, Dave. I love you, buddy, but you're going to have to go back to just baking me some squares.
Just
all right.
Squares.
Yeah. That's my buddy, Dave. What a great guy.
He is pretty
and
awesome.
Sarah's flying out. She's going to be with me on the set, working backstage, working with the director back there, helping produce, which is awesome. And then we're going to get drunk as fuck after the show. So you guys come on out to Chicago. I'm going to eat way too much pizza. Okay. So that's it. I just wanted to, share this with you. It's an absolute dream come true. It's a milestone event for me to tape my own special and edit it however I want to and put it out. I'm so excited. So if you are not already subscribed on YouTube, please do so. It's Lisa Alvarado, comedian on YouTube. If you hit the subscribe button, it just helps me to monetize once the special comes out. If I haven't sold it to Netflix or HBO or like Hulu or definitely not Disney.
I was going to say, so if you can't be at the show, that's a bummer, but you can always click on support the show either in the show notes below or on YouTube or on Lisa Alvarado's link bio and support her. Give her a little money love.
Give me a tip, you guys. You know how I like that. Basically, I'm glad that Sarah brought that up, is that there's a place where you can support me. Either way, I'm so excited to share this new 1 hour with you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Find the Funny. I love you guys. I'm going to keep you updated on all of this stuff. And we have the very funny Nick Hoff on our next episode of Find the Funny. So tune in for that. Thank you guys. Love you. See you soon in 2 weeks. Oh, look at my girl. Come here, mamas. Look at Lucy. Look at her. Oh, show him your butt. Hey, what's up? She's the cutest freaking dog ever, isn't she? Say hi, everybody. Okay, say bye-bye. Say bye. Say bye. See you guys next time.
I hope everybody listens to my daughter and see it and laughing with her because she is very funny.